Wake up with Katie.
The Big Show.
3BA.
Wasn't with us last week because of illness, but she's back. Alex sent her from thebigsmoke.com.au. Hello, Alex.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very, very well. Now, you and your new hubby, Mark, you both got sick on the day of his birthday of all days.
I know. It was like, happy birthday. Here you go. Here's a tissue. Yeah.
So you both ended up with bronchial illnesses, and that's to be expected, Alex, because the honeymoon's still on. You're doing all the smooching and, you know.
He actually got a cold. I got the bronchial infection.
Right.
Hard one,
so can I ask you what you got him for his birthday?
I got him some really cool books. I got him a book about the history of the Jews that was published in the 1830s.
Right.
It was the original copy, so the first edition.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got him some really nice clothes because he needs support.
And did you take him to the hairdresser?
I didn't. I've been trying to ask him if I could try to cut his hair for him. It's going to be fun. But he's trying to find excuses not to.
Yeah. I'm suggesting, Alex, that you don't put a set of scissors or a set of clippers into your hands. And if you do, Mark, run. Run very quickly. Let's get to it, Alex Center from thebigsmoke.com.au. Forget the days of facial recognition. Let's talk about your tooth print. What's going on here?
Yep. So this is a new proposal around teeth-based authentication. And the idea behind it is that you can grind or bite your teeth and that will recognize the oral patterns based on our dental architecture. And this could be a way to basically work out somebody's identity. So that could be something from opening your phone to going into the airport. All you would have to do is bite down on something and that's how they will be able to identify you.
Right. That's different, isn't it?
It's interesting. And the idea is, I mean, if you think about it, a lot of times when people find bodies, for example, it's always the teeth, right?
Look, if you're going to knock someone off, though, Alex, just remember, take the teeth out.
Yeah, okay, good advice. But if you don't and you're still alive, it could be a new way to match people with their biometric records. So basically, it's these new proposed systems, and the idea is that they can, over time, replace facial recognition technology or biometric data based on facial recognition.
Watch this space and watch your teeth. Certain brands want to advertise to us via our dreams. A beer company is doing this successfully. Tell me more. I need to know more, Alex Center. I need to know more.
So this is kind of creepy but cool. You know, we hear a lot about people trying to influence their dreams. So, for example, they try to find ways to dream about particular events in their life, maybe have more likely to have karma dreams, whatever it might be. And these particular pieces of research have looked into, can a brand impact your sleeping patterns enough to actually influence your dream and have you dream about the product? And this was part of an experiment where, in particular, a beer brand in America had people go to sleep after watching a strange video that had different types of music and imagery and all the things associated with the brand. The people were then asked to go to sleep, and they also, while they were asleep, listened to an 8-hour soundtrack that had audio from the video that they had just watched. And 30% of the people in the survey actually were able to recall moments in their dreams where they saw the product.
Mm. Memo to the Great Northern Brewing Company and the Bundaberg Distilling Company, come to me in my dreams.
Yes, exactly. It works. It works, and it's something that a lot of brands are wanting to do. Like, I'm talking big brands like Microsoft and Burger King. They're looking into the research around how this can work.
Fabulous stuff, as always. Alex Center, you and Mark, stay safe over there in the US. When are we expecting you back?
End of May.
Beautiful. And we'll shoot the breeze next week.
Thank you. Look forward to it.
Those stories and more on the Big Show page at 3ba.com.au and thebigsmoke.com.au as well.